Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Let me get to energy. And of course it is the big thing that everybody is talking about, because as we get into the colder days now, the temperature has dropped, I suppose, from around 19, 20 degrees. It's now around 13 or 14. We're going to see the heating going back on in your home. The lights are going to come in on earlier because it's starting to get a bit darker earlier as well. Very soon the clocks will be going back forward. I can never remember. Anyway, although I don't believe the clock should be changed now at this age. I think we should be getting rid of daylight saving at this point. Anyway, the government is likely to opt for more electricity credits rather than seeking a cap, which is what everybody was looking for householders and business bills. The Minister of Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath, has indicated this. An electricity credit, he said, is a very live option because it has worked already. Well, that's your opinion. And it is something that the system could administer quickly, Mr. McGrath said on Monday evening at the Fianna Fáil Think-In in Mullingar. That's where they all go and think together, all members of Fianna Fáil. Yeah, they are capable of it every now and again. The government has not examined a system of capping bills, but officials have been working for some time on plans for more electricity credits, he said. Meanwhile, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald has said that energy prices should be frozen to the levels they were at June last year. The party is proposing a multi-pronged approach that would, of course, now that's just their policy, by the way. That means it doesn't happen unless they're in government, but they'll approach the government with their suggestion. That would mean electricity prices are capped, while hundreds or households would receive a credit as well from the government based on their income. I would agree with all of that except the income part. But anyway, she stated that they're proposing a multi-pronged approach, firstly involving a capping of electricity prices. And speaking on the radio earlier this morning, Mary Lou stated, we want them pegged back to the level of June 2021 and held there for the winter months. That's the time when the average household uses 70 to 75% of their annual energy use. She went on to say, it's an emergency measure. I believe it's essential to get the costs down, but also to afford a level of security and certainty for families and households. I think we should be putting a long-term plan in this stage. It should be going back to June 2021, with similar to France and other countries are doing, where they say no more than a 4% increase every year, capped at a 4% increase going forward. And that means it stays like that for good. There's no reason to revisit it again. Anyway, she said, we're also proposing, for example, that people get credit. Somebody who earns less than 21,000 per annum will get 500 on a payment. If you're on 40,000, you get 407, and on and on and on until you get nothing, I suppose. And to me, that's absolutely illogical, because the person on 21,000 might be on a HAP scheme, for example, because they'd be entitled to it. And the person on 40,000 might have a mortgage. So they equally have little in their pockets at the end of the month to pay bills. So why are you punishing people for working harder? But then again, that's a socialist attitude, isn't it? Punish people who work hard and pay tax. Those who don't, well, I'm not going to say they don't work hard, but those who pay less tax or who are on welfare don't get punished at all. Speaking on radio today, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said he doesn't agree with the energy prices should be capped, as he believes it would be unsustainable. Well, that's clearly hasn't looked into it very well, because if you look at other countries and what they're doing, for example, the UK have put a cap, or they're putting a cap on. Italy has approved in early August an aid package worth 17 billion. That's some amount, isn't it? Like Italy, Spain has also decided to tax the energy companies profiting from the increase and use the money raised to help pay the citizens' bills. That's a great idea. France is offering a one-off payment to its citizens and also put a cap on at 4%. We see the German government will offer a one-off energy price flat of 300 to all taxpayers and transfer them via their employer's payslip. Families receiving child support will also get a 100 per child. In other words, if every child you have, you get an extra 100 on top of that. So if you've got three kids, you'll get the 300 plus an extra 300, which will be 600 off each bill. That's good. The Netherlands, the Dutch government, which is expecting inflation to hit 5.2% this year, which is a lot lower than ours, is offering 800 to their citizens each. And we're going to probably offer you all a measly 200 quid. Anyway, so I want to know what you think. Would you prefer a credit of, say, 200 quid or 300 quid or whatever the government says in the budget? And by the way, why are they saying it in the budget or next month or November? Why aren't they doing it now? You had bills last month and the month before. Yeah, they weren't high. They were your summer bills, but they were still higher than normal and people are still struggling to pay them. Anyway, so would you prefer the credits, the few quid that goes off your electricity bill? What happens if you have oil, by the way? It goes off your electricity bill. Or would you prefer a price cap, where the prices go back to what they were last year with a maximum increase in a per year? In other words, 4% or 3%, which would be the normal that they would increase on a regular basis. Which would you prefer? The number is 087-188-0008. I know which one I prefer. Tracy, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Tracy?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Which is the better alternative here? Sinn Féin looking for a price cap and a few quid, and the government saying, no, we'll just give you a few quid.
Like, I seriously don't understand what's going on with these bills, because I have two different electricity accounts, and I have one account which is low usage. And for instance, like I had a bill, and the actual amount I used was €10.58.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My standing charge for the 61 days was €41.71.
And what was your VAT?
My PSO levy was 860, and my VAT was 544. But what's interesting is the VAT doesn't go on the price of your electricity charges. They charge the VAT on the total cost, including all their charges.
Yeah, so you're getting charged tax on tax. Yeah, I know.
Tax on tax. But I just had a bill this morning for my
Can I just come back to that bill for a second? So out of that bill, you had 41, 8, 49 and 5, 54. So 54 was the extras, and your bill was only a tenner. So,
the extras
including the tax was 10, 5 times more than your bill.
Say, for instance, you're a pensioner who would be very conscious, and they're turning off electricity, they're not putting their heating on, they're not cooking, and you know they might be able to afford that €11. But there's no possibility on a pension that you can afford, you know, that additional 55-75 without the VAT on it. Really,
yeah.
Is that?
No, that's ridiculous.
I mean, then today I've got a new bill for my main residence, which is coming in at, say, €193.85. But my standing charge, listen to this, right? I mean, the amount they say I owe charges is €130.56. But my standing charge is, for 23 days, they're saying it's 68.68 at 15.73. And then for 37 days, it's 0.7614. I don't know where the difference is. And that's 28.17. So I'm paying less in charges on using more than I am on using less. And we're talking about carbon tax, climate control, you know, be efficient. I mean, I have gas to that house. I don't use a lot of electricity.
Yeah, I get you.
You know, I'm kind of, we're actually being... You know, there's an awful lot of bill loading. I mean, the government, overall, why are we paying VAT on utilities, for a start?
Well, that was something that only came in, I believe, about 20 years ago, if I remember rightly. And I have no understanding of why there's VAT on it, because VAT, or value-added tax, as it's called, was meant to be a tax we brought in on luxury items.
Yeah.
I don't consider gas and electricity a luxury item.
Yeah. I mean, I have a gas tank, right, which I have to pay $147 a year standing charge on.
Yeah.
But for that, to come out every year, check it, service it, you know, make sure, sign off on it to make sure everything is working well. I mean, the electricity don't come in, the ESB doesn't come into my house every year and check and make sure my electricity is working okay and everything's in order, do they?
No,
so
no.
So getting a standing charge for?
I have no idea why you pay it. They say it's for maintenance in the area, or if lines go down and all that kind of stuff. But hey, you're paying enough for the electricity to cover those kind of costs. But by the way, can I ask you? You said, by the way, Tracy, and I hate to just ask you this because I'm just being nosy now. My main residence. Do you have how many houses do you have?
I'm not afraid to say I have two. But okay. One of them actually isn't mine. I'm actually maintaining a property for an elderly parent who's in care.
Yeah.
In residential care.
No, I was just curious.
You know,
I was just
I'm
curious.
Taking responsibility for making sure, you know, the bills and everything are paid.
Yeah, no, I was just curious because I know
people
are going to text.
Yeah, I know, you know yourself, you know. It's
people are going to be texting in a minute. What does she mean, her main residence? Why is she worried about
it? Oh, right, yeah, it sounds like the Queen. Okay, well, it's not actually my, you know, I'm maintaining
it's not, it's
the
not
bills.
Like Buckingham Palace in Balmoral, is it?
No, you know, no, I'm maintaining the property for an elderly parent who's in care. So that's, the reason behind. But I'm just saying...
Okay, so get back to my original question. So, you know, Sinn Féin and some of the opposition are looking for, you know, a price cap based on June 2021 prices. In other words, we go back a year in time, we take off all those increases they put on this year. But, you know, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are saying, oh, well, we'll throw you another €200 or €300. Which would you prefer?
To be honest with you, I think the Sinn Féin need to go back and look at this. They should be calling for, you know, removal of all these standing charges. They're staff taxes in a way. And, you know, personally, you know, throwing money at us that we're going to then pay over to the utilities company, they're reaping huge profits. So, you know, and it's our money they're giving us. They're not giving us anything. We're paying for this in taxes.
Yep.
It's public funded. You know, people seem to think that the government is being a great benefactor. We fund the state and the exchequer.
Oh, absolutely. And you're right. The government are a benefactor of this. They are making money out of it. Jason, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. Jason, how are you doing? Just very quickly.
Hi, Niall. How's
yeah,
it
go
going?
Ahead. So, Jason, what do you prefer? Price freeze or a few quid?
I think the only way forward is a price cap.
Right, you know? So for the long-term plan, in other words.
Yeah, we got credits already. And what happened, only the electricity went up again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think the only way forward is a price cap. The government are just dragging their feet, just sticking in. They don't mind because they're getting so much money, you know?
Well, of course, they're getting VAT on all this. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So when energy companies have record profits, we are the ones that are suffering. But it's our money that the government are spending. It's not their money. It's not coming out with their bank account. It's our money. It's my money and your money. And it's every person that gets up in the morning and works. And we are the ones that are feeling the consequences of it. When it shouldn't be, it should be the energy company.
I mean, it would cost to freeze or a price cap back to June last year would cost the state roughly about somewhere between 3 and 3.5 billion euro. That's the kind of estimate. But in saying that, I'm sure the government have made a substantial amount of money on the extra VAT they've taken on diesel, oil, electricity, gas and energy in general over the last year.
Exactly.
So they're probably, they're only getting the money back again. Yeah.
Yeah, in every aspect of life in the last year, the government have just been taking bit by bit of every single thing when it comes to shopping, fuel, home heating, if you want to heat your home. You know, they were planning on banning turf. Like, what options are leaving people with? To use electricity and the hike the electricity as well, it's not fair. Everyone in the country is just being rolled by the government.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much indeed for that, Jason. Okay. Price freeze is what he wants. There's no point in throwing more money at it as far as he's concerned. I see the point that he's making. You know, I mean, we need to go back to getting the price back down again in the long term. Throwing money at it and giving everyone credit is just basically feeding into the profits of the energy companies, whereby we're giving them money to pay the energy companies and pay the government back again. In other words, the government will get the money back in tax anyway. The number is 087-188-0008. Somebody says, Niall, are you not going to talk about diesel and petrol? And again, yeah, we need to deal with that too. And I personally have said it before, there should be a price freeze on that as well. They've done it in some countries. It should be set at, say, 135, 140, and doesn't go any higher. And if it does, the government will subsidise it. That's what I believe you should need to do. We're paying taxes to live in a country. We can't be living like paupers.
Hey, Niall. Just in relation to the energy prices, I for weeks I've been hearing about a decoupling of non-gas generated electricity from gas generated electricity, and I hadn't a clue actually what that meant until I read a bonkers.ie newsletter the other day. So apparently gas generated electricity, that's obviously affected by the price of gas. Other electricity generated from wind, etc., isn't affected, but all electricity is sold at the highest price. So when the gas generated electricity goes up, all the other electricity is charged at that price. So I think decoupling that would make a huge difference, because the wind obviously doesn't cost as much, or solar, whatever else it comes from. So I think that would make a huge difference. Yeah, thanks. Love the programme. Craig.
Craig, yeah, I did hear some expert, inverted commas, on radio the other day talking about decoupling, as you talked about, sustainable energy away from a traditional fossil fuel energy. And there was a complication in relation to that when they were talking about the windfall tax as well, about how not to charge sustainable energy companies the windfall tax, because they're making profits too. And there's a difficulty legally in decoupling, because it's still classed as energy. So I don't know. I'm not an expert on it, so I'm not going to claim to be. But I know there's a problem with doing the decoupling, as you're talking about. Paul, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Paul?
Bad night. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. I'm looking across Europe. Every country seems to be doing a little bit better than we are. They're already taking action. We're still waiting. Our government have done nothing yet, but they're talking about doing stuff. But should they put a cap or give us money? Which is it?
Get rid of the service charges and put a cap on it is the best way to do it, I think.
Right. Well, now you can't have both, I suppose, to some degree. I mean, because
companies are making billions out of it anyway, like, you know what I mean? They can take a hit as well. The government can take a hit. I mean, like, what? Say, if you put, say, 200 quid into someone's electricity or something, So that's gone within a couple of weeks anyway, or months anyway.
And the service charge.
And the service charge alone. Like, if you drop that through, you'll probably gain at least €300 a year, roughly, say.
But most of us didn't have an issue with the service charge up until the point the electricity bills start going through the ceiling. So,
yeah.
So what I'm saying is, if you brought it back to, say, June 2021 prices as Sinn Féin has suggested, we'll be back down by about 50 or 60% on the bills. Now, the service charge obviously would go down with that as well, because that would go down as well, because obviously the service charge increased, everything increased when the price increased. So, in other words, if you capped it at that price. Now, when you say the energy company's making millions, they are entitled to make a profit, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no problem. They have shareholders and all that. But all these shareholders and the companies, all the people at the top of that, are multi-millionaires. Like, they won't miss a
Of course they won't. But that's,
there,
but that's not the way you should look at it. Because they, no matter what happens, they're always going to be multi-millionaires.
Yeah.
And the argument is, well, if you want to be a multi-millionaire, you should be a shareholder in an energy company. I don't want to go down an anti-capitalist route on it.
Yeah,
and they're entitled
to
make money. But not as much as they're making at the moment, because they're clearly profiteering at the moment. So what about a cap then? Would you think that's a better idea than the government giving us money in November?
Oh, yeah, definitely a cap would be a better idea, most definitely.
All right, and how are your bills at the moment, Paul? Are you living alone,
well,
or?
I would say I'm kind of with the kids on and off, like, you know what I mean? Like, so,
yeah.
I mean, like, when they're here, the gas and the electricity is way
goes
more
up.
Kind
yeah,
of
yeah,
thing,
yeah,
like,
yeah, 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 yeah.
And, like, you can notice it because I'm on the prepay there, like, kind of thing, like, you know.
Okay, well, the prepay, although a little bit more expensive because you don't get the discounted rate, it is handier because at least you know what you're paying.
You're controlling it somewhat, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, well, you don't have to, you don't get a bill in at the end of every 2 months.
Yeah,
that you worry about.
Or something,
can I imagine, Listen, Paul, thanks for that. Thanks, have
no
a great
worries.
Day.
Thanks very much.
There you go, Paul. He believes, yes, the price freeze is the right answer. Janine, you're in Ireland's Fancy Kids. Hi, Janine, you sound very chirpy today.
I'm always chirpy and cheerful.
Okay, good. That's good. Keep the spirits up.
Yeah.
So, Janine, what's the answer here?
Don't know. You know, I was just sending in now they were talking about credits, you know, if we should get credits and so on. And I was just saying, from my point of view, is when in April, when they gave everybody credits, I only got 100. And when I inquired, why did I only get 100? They came back to me and said to me, I'm on a sub-account. So the picture I sent you was of the prepay message, because we're on prepaid electricity. And
you only got 100. So by the time everybody got 200?
Everybody got 200 and we only got 100. So I thought, okay, well, you know, we'll get like 100 this week and 100 next week. But then as it went on, I noticed, we didn't get it. So then I inquired. And they came back to me and they said to me, no, because we have a sub-account. Obviously, our landlord has an account and he has sub-accounts. Each sub-account only gets €100. So we only got 100 credits. So, you know, if they're going to be giving credits, I will only be getting half of those credits.
What's the logic? I'm trying to think the theory and logic behind that. You live in an apartment block, do you?
Yeah, well, we live on a farm, and there are a couple of residences on the farm.
Okay.
And so
sounds
the
nice.
Landlord then has obviously he got his prepaid boxes in, and then we were then basically yes. So
okay, so I get it. So the point is that they're giving him half and you half of the 200.
They didn't necessarily say to me they gave him half. You know, they just said every sub account would get 100. So then I'm thinking, okay, but then where's the other 100 going? Mm. You know, he's...
That just seems complicated, if you ask me. And and wrong, because at the end of the day, you are, you know, an individual or a family. Are you a family? Is it a family or
yes,
an individual?
We are a family of three.
Okay.
And it's myself, my husband, and my 20-year-old son.
Okay.
And, you know, we are family just like everybody else.
Yeah, you need the electricity,
you know,
and you need it.
Stays
yeah.
in a house, and, you know, also everybody else got their 200. But, so that was. That's just
okay. So in your case, it would be far better off if they just freeze it back to 2021 prices. That would be a better system for you to do.
To benefit us as a family, yes, that would be our part. Which that's why we would say then freeze it.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way we would benefit just like everybody else.
I'm curious about your farm living now. So you live on a farm, and yes. It's a small residence on a farm, is it?
Yes.
Sounds lovely.
Yes, it is. Oh, it's beautiful. Our house is over 100 years old, and it's beautiful. It took our breath away the day we saw it, and we love it where we are.
And can I ask you, you don't have to tell me exactly where it is, but what part of the country is it in?
We're in Newcestown.
Where Mitchellstown?
No, Newcestown. So it's close to Bandon.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
And I wouldn't move anywhere else. Yeah. In the entire country, I'm really happy where we are. Love the community. It's lovely there. The only thing that also bothers me is...
It's the smell of manure.
Well, made peace with that even. My only concern is those, if we're going to have these rolling blackouts that they're talking about.
Oh, okay,
you know,
yeah.
Once the time is, if we don't have electricity, we don't have water.
So, oh, okay, because you have a pump. Yeah, well.
that's correct.
Yeah, okay. That's not good.
Yeah.
And what about your heating? What are you heating with? Oil? Gas?
We use kerosene, yes. We use oil, yes. And
the price of that has gone through the roof as well.
Well, now the only way that we can survive on that is actually every week I pay a 40 euro goes off my account every week to the people that supply us with oil. So I basically built up a credit. And then I phone them when I need oil. And I say, how much credit do I have?
Janine, that was a very clever thing to do. So during the summer months when you didn't need it, you paid anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, very
exactly.
Clever.
And you know, also, you know, it's those little things now. Even with the prepaid electricity, when we got the 100 euros, I kept that 100 euros on my board. So in other words, I almost want to say to you, I didn't use it. I just continued every week just putting on my 50 euro every week. That's what I would do. So that if the pawpaw would hit the fan, then at least I knew I had sort of like a backup of 100 euro. But that's kind of like what I'm trying to do.
Well, maybe that's what's keeping you so chirpy, Janine.
Maybe. It's getting tough. But, you know, hey, it's tough for everybody out there.
And it is, it is.
There's a lot of people... or far worse than what we are. So,
you know, I know that's a very famous cliche. There's always somebody worse off than yourself, but it is true. And you know, and sometimes when we think we have it bad, there are people that have it worse. But look, we shouldn't have it bad. We work hard in this country. We pay our taxes. Yeah. And, you know, and we elect a government to represent us. And unfortunately, they're letting us down.
I agree with you 100%, man. I agree with you. You know, we all work hard. Everybody gives their best that they can. And, you know, we should all benefit.
Of course. And we are entitled to a nice lifestyle. We're entitled. We only have one life. We're entitled to live it nicely.
Exactly. And you work hard.
Yeah.
You work hard for that, you know.
Yeah. Janine, anyway, it's been a lovely talking to you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very
thank
much
you
indeed.
Keep well. All right,
see you. Bye. Janine would prefer the price freeze. Very clever, by the way, what Janine was doing. I know you can do that with electricity too. You can pay by the week or month, whatever it is, or build up credit. She built up credit by paying when she wasn't using it. Clever idea. Good. Like that.
Hi, Niall. Just in line with what one of your previous callers was saying, that anything that's given out by the government to relieve high energy bills is coming off the taxpayer. Why not slap a 30% profit tax on all the energy companies and use that money that is brought in from the tax to give money back to the people of the country in relation to the high energy bills? Simple. It seems simple to me, Niall.
Well, there is a plan to do that. It's called a windfall tax, and that's what they're planning to do. The UK have already ruled it out because they said it would penalise those companies, of course, which are entitled to make a profit, by the way. And a capping system would be better. The Irish government are also considering a windfall tax in the budget. Reading out some of your texts as well. Hi, Niall. I'm a small business owner of a grocery store in a village. Our ESB bills have increased from 1,500 every 2 months to 3,500. That's over twice, of course. Over the last 6 months, I've had to pay an extra 6,000. No support from the government. Then to hear that they are not going to have a cap on the ESB rates is ridiculous. Other governments within Europe have done this. So of course they have. I might as well close my doors. I'd be better off in little. I'd have less stress, worry, and have a set wage. It seems to me, listening to Micheál Martin, that he's not worried about the likes of myself and small business owners who might only employ 3 to 4 people. He'd rather look after the multinationals. It's all about the multinationals, as they employ thousands and pay large amounts of corporation taxes, which this country relies heavily on. If there's a downturn in the profits, then we'll see the shit hit the fan. Thanks, Niall. You are right, and 85% of businesses in this country are small business. That's what we need to be looking after. I've said this already. I've been saying it for the last month. I did the maths going back a month ago, and I put it up on social media in relation to this. It works out, as I said, 26 billion kilowatt hours of electricity we use between residential and business every single year. If we paid the extra and we capped it at last year's prices, it would cost us about somewhere between 2 and 4 billion. It's hard to work out for business and residential. That in turn would have a knock-on effect, which would reduce the cost of living for everybody. But they won't do it, because you're right, they're more worried about the multinationals and what they can get from them. Billy, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Billy?
How are you, Niall?
Billy, capping or a few quid, which is better?
I'll tell you what, I text in, Niall, why doesn't the government just purchase a load of solar panels, give them to industry to install in every house in the country, and have people pay back over the over a 10-year period with the money they'd sell back into the grid?
I know somebody who got solar panels on his roof. It's not the be-all and end-all. It saves him a few.
It's not.
Saves him a few bit. But here's the thing, and I agree with you, by the way. I think it's a good idea in the long term. It's not going to fix the problem now.
It's not, but as the saying goes, the best time to plant a forest is yesterday. The next best time is today.
Yeah, so no, I do agree with you. I think solar panels, even for heating water, it certainly is something that we could do to conserve and save energy and save, you know, taking electricity from the grid, et cetera, and put back into the grid if we have extra. But depending on the year we have and the sunshine, the amount of sunshine we get. But in saying that, we have a problem right now that we need dealt with in the coming months, because, well, certainly in the next month, because now the temperatures are starting to get colder and people are going to start putting back on the heating and they're not going to be able to afford those bills. So how do we resolve that right now?
Right now, Niall?
Yeah, price cap or give people money. What do you got to do something. You can't ignore it.
Price cap. If you look at the UK, the price cap has gone up and up and up, and the energy prices keep going up and up. If you give people money...
Well, they didn't. Liz Truss bring in a price cap this week at £2,500 per year.
There was a price cap previously, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, and it has increased over the time. So the energy companies will just match the price cap over time. And giving people money, it's only a short-term solution. So, you know...
You have to do something. You can't ignore it.
I think, being honest, giving people money is probably the best way to do it in the short term. But in the long term, the government are going to have to plan. And, you know, what's Eamon Ryan been doing for the last 24 months?
Having a snooze plan, or planting flowers on his windowsill, I don't know.
This was warned about back 12 or 18 months ago when one of the generators in, I think it was in Cork, went down. I can't think of the name of the place in Cork now, but it went down and it was under maintenance, and they were warned that we didn't have enough electricity production in the country because the turbine was down.
See, look, we closed down two plants, a coal burning and a peat burning plant, right? And we closed them down because of climate policy, et cetera, et cetera. And now what's happening is we've seen that people are reporting all over the country they have never seen such a rush and increase on the purchase of peat briquettes and turf and coal and all sorts of things, because people are going to be burning anything they can this winter to save themselves the bills.
Yeah, they will.
So it goes completely against their own policy, is actually backfiring on them.
Even instead of turning or shutting down those plants, would it not have been a better idea to convert them to gas, if that was at all possible? Get the gas turbines and put them in.
But look, even keeping them, we're going to an energy crisis. By the way, I'm not going to blame the war in Ukraine. Everybody's blaming the war in Ukraine. That's compounded the problem, without a shadow of a doubt. The energy crisis was created going back 10 years ago by green policy around the world and investors removing their investment from refineries and all sorts of things, right? There's loads of complications as to why the energy crisis is happening. But this is the Green Party's issue. It's the Green Party's problem. And now their own policies are now going to backfire on them, where people are going to start burning stuff just to keep themselves warm. So they need to do something.
And even beyond that, Niall, the interconnect that's been built to France at the moment is going to bring nuclear power to Ireland, even though it gets greenwashed in the pipe across. Mm-hmm. So, you know, should we have built a nuclear plant?
We should have. Nuclear is cheap. It's cheap to run.
Taking care of our needs ourselves over a long period, instead of bringing it in from the UK or bringing it in from France and depending on other people.
It takes 6 years to build a nuclear power plant, I believe, to get it ready. But we should start now. We should start doing it. People need to stop being afraid of nuclear. It's not dangerous. You know, unfortunately, there has been situations in the world that are extremely rare. And they're much safer now than they ever were. And it's cheap energy.
If you look at the places where that has happened in the past, in Japan, it was prone to hurricanes and prone to natural disasters. When was the last time a natural disaster hit Ireland?
No, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Yeah, I know. And it is cheap energy, and it's readily available. Well, certainly if you have an energy plant, and that's what the French are doing at the moment, so they have them in every street corner, for God's sake. Listen, thanks very much indeed. I appreciate it, Billy. Not a bad idea for Billy going forward. Yes, you know, the government should be supplying all those sorts of things, you know, anything at all that we can use to produce energy to save us taking it off the grid.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.